It's often described as the most important meal of the day, but a new report has found many young Australians are going to school without breakfast. Food Bank's latest Hunger in the Classroom report shows about 3 students in every class are regularly arriving at school hungry. Lindy Kerin reports.
Every morning at the Cambridge Park Public School in Western Sydney, students can get a quick breakfast before class. Donna Semese runs the school breakfast club.
We generally serve cereal, toast and some milk. We generally serve up to, you know, anywhere up to 100 students at some time.
She says parents often help out, and for many students it's become a social event.
What we're finding at our school is that they're wanting to come and, you know, they're even nagging their parents to say, hurry up and get me to school so I can go and have breakfast with my friends. And so we're finding that it's really around those positive social interactions that they're wanting to be together and they're wanting to get to school.
It's one of thousands of schools around the country offering breakfast to make sure children get the fuel they need to achieve in the classroom. The Cambridge Park program is run by the food relief organisation Food Bank. It's just surveyed 500 primary and secondary school teachers and has found many children are going without their morning meal. The CEO of Food Bank Australia is Jason Hinks.
Well, the survey shows that 2/3 of Australian teachers report that children are coming to school hungry, so coming to school without breakfast.
How worrying is that? Is that a big deal?
Absolutely. So, you know, the flow and effects of children coming to school without food is significant. So not only are teachers seeing a decrease in performance and, children coming to school, being lethargic and less likely to engage in the classroom, but they're also seeing a greater propensity for children to be sick or to be absent when they're not coming to school with breakfast.
Teachers estimate the average student loses more than 2 hours a day of learning time when they come to school hungry.
It certainly is having a flow-on effect on their capacity to learn and the impact that their work in the classroom is having. And also, very importantly, the teachers are saying that it increases their workloads. When they're having children come to school without having breakfast, it puts an additional workload on their already stretched time.
Did the survey look at why children are coming to school without breakfast?
We tend to be focused on those the socioeconomic drivers for children coming to school without breakfast, which is a significant portion of those. And that's why we're looking to expand the school breakfast program to ensure that more children get that chance to have a full belly when they come to school.
Food Bank has been working with 1,000 schools around the country and is providing breakfast to more than 67,000 children. But Jason Hinks says there's still an unmet need.
We've noticed that the Department of Education has published research that has identified 2,000 high-need schools across the country. So our intention is to double the size of the program and go closer to meeting that need.
Food Bank Australia's CEO Jason Hinks speaking to Lindy Kerin.